Lifestyle Diseases by Shiori Iwagaki. The major contributing factor to lifestyle-related diseases, typified by diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease, is often obesity. Therefore, we have to think about losing surplus weight. When I was watching TV the other day, I found a program which tried to introduce a way to cook low-calorie dishes. It showed food images for a full hour. Then, they let three overweight guests eat three full servings of curry rice, Japanese-style curry with rice. The dishes were made with lower calories than normal, but that tasting totaled 1,800 calories. If you have a chance to visit America, in which many people are struggling to lose excess weight, try watching TV. You will find it is filled with food commercials and medicines that are supposed to help you lose fat. However, the best way to lose weight is not by eating low-calorie food, but by reducing the amount of food you eat. It is really difficult to reduce your meal portion sizes while surrounded by actual food or images of food on TV, unless you have an unbelievably strong will. So, it is very important to keep away from this toxic food environment. But avoiding food advertising images is still not enough. Because if you want to lose weight, changing your physical environment is not enough. What is most important is to keep your mental environment free of unhealthy food images. This is important for all of us. We have to find a way to shift our mental focus from food to healthier foci such as sports, reading, or music. Perhaps instead of calling them lifestyle-related diseases, we should call them thought-related diseases, for thought and emotion are the true root causes of these diseases. If we are always worried and anxious, we may eat as an outlet for these feelings. If we constantly think of failure and problems, we may eat as a way to distract ourselves from these thoughts. Therefore, it is our negative thoughts and emotions, and our inappropriate way of dealing with them, that is the true cause of obesity and lifestyle-related diseases. So, our challenge is to shift our thoughts and emotions and to handle the negative ones in a better way. This is the best way to lose weight and gain health. We can enjoy the satisfaction of finishing a really fat book. We can enjoy the achievement of passing a difficult exam. We can enjoy the exertion and effort of sports. Of course, we can enumerate many more positive pursuits. The point is, changing our mental focus is the key. There are many ways to cultivate a healthy mental environment. We don't even have to wait. Today, or tomorrow, we can start to think in a different way.